this week on the Time Bat Show. Like, that's music right there.
Yeah.
It's Paula Deen's, like, sound bites. Hey, y'all.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Butter. Everyone, and welcome to episode 59 of the Time Bat Show. I'm one of your hosts, Timeasis.
And I'm your co-host, Bat Snacks.
We have, I'm sick today.
I'm sick too.
So we'll just get that right out of the way. Let's see if this is a shorter episode or not. Well, I don't know. We have caller. Ring, ring. The phone's ringing.
Who's here?
I don't know. You should pick it up real quick.
Wait.
Ring, ring. It's still ringing. Ring. You should
okay,
probably.
All right. I picked it up. Hello?
Hello, this is Rian Johnson, director of the next upcoming Star Wars movie. I heard you guys were a huge fan, or I heard that you were a huge fan of mine, and I wanted to call and let you know that I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
Oh, hey, Rian Johnson, I didn't know you sound like that.
Well, I didn't know that I sounded like...
I mean, it's not funny, but like...
I didn't know that I sounded like this either.
Cool.
Actually, I might be British in real life, but I'm putting it on for your listeners.
Okay, you're trying to do like an American accent.
Darn tootin', that's right. So, I wanted to call and say how big of a fan I was of the Time Bat Show.
Oh, well, I certainly appreciate you calling us on our special studio number that we have.
No problem. No problem. I got it from your intern.
Oh, yeah.
Bob.
I was going to say Betty, but Bob, too.
Well, good. Yeah, they switched off. They were both talking to me at the same
Bob
time.
Bob is sick, too, today. It's
going around. Here in England or wherever the fuck I'm from, it's also going around. So, yeah. So, do you have any questions for me on the new Star Wars? I would love to answer them live on the air.
All right. Is it? It's good, right?
Oh yeah, it's real good. We've got all the stars and all the good stuff happening in the movie. I can't spoil or anything, but just know there's a lot of stars and a lot of wars.
So, would you say that it's darker in tone than The Empire Strikes Back?
I would say that it is so dark in tone that you're gonna leave the theater thinking that you're blind. That's how dark it is.
Nice.
Wow, that's really dark. Sorry, I just wanted to chime in. I know you're handling this interview really well.
But thank you, Timeasis.
Sure.
Glad to have you.
Well, I was just, you know, I just had to go to the bathroom. I figured you'd be occupied.
Yes.
So, I don't really have any questions for Rian Johnson, though.
Yeah, neither do I.
Is that how you pronounce your name, by the way, Rian? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I spell it weirdly, though. R-I-A-N. Oh, that is weird spelling. I've never heard of a Rian spelling like R-I-A-N. That doesn't really make any sense. Well,
yeah, I've never seen that one.
It's the name my mother gave me. So, yeah. I had a question for you guys.
Anyway, what's your question, Rian Johnson?
What is your favorite movie director in the 21st century? Who?
Well,
who is?
There's a lot of good ones out there, but...
Yep.
I gotta say that
It's me, right?
Yeah, recently Rian Johnson. You are probably at the top of the list.
Thank you very much. All
right. Top of the craft right now.
Well, I saw
Looper. I loved it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Me too. I loved it.
It was real good.
Because I made it. Do you know who's in that movie? Bruce Willis.
Yes.
He's good.
In that.
He's good in every movie.
I don't know about
that.
Did
you know he's in the new Star Wars?
Is he?
Yep. He sure is. We got him. We got him. He's a bounty hunter in the new Star Wars.
Okay, yep. He's probably wearing a mask, though, so you can't really tell.
Nope, you can tell. It's Bruce in all Bruce Willis. Full glory. He's there.
Does he say yippee-ki-yay?
He does. He has a whole line where he says yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, in the movie. That's actually the last shot of the film. He captures... I shouldn't be spoiling this, but Disney, you know, they don't really care anymore. He captures Rey, and he freezes her in carbonite.
Okay.
And then Kylo comes over and's like, Bruce... His name's Bruce in the movie, by the way. Okay. He's like, Bruce, you did a good job. And then he's like, I'll do my Bruce Willis real quick.
Okay.
Well, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And then it cuts out, and that's the end of episode 9.
And then you hear the music.
Or 8, whatever the fuck it is. Yep. Yep, that's it. That's the movie. So that's Star Wars episode 8, or whatever number we're on. I don't remember. They don't really tell me.
The last of the Mohicans, or whatever.
The last airbender, yep, that's right. Star Wars The Last Airbender. In theaters, December something. I don't remember. December, like, 12th or something. So go see that. And I'll tweet out to my followers to follow the Time Bet Show, and then, keep up what you guys are doing. You're doing a great job here.
Okay, thanks for joining us today, Ryan.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Director of Looper and, Star Wars The Last Jedi.
The Last Airbender. Yep, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
I'll see you later.
Well, that was interesting.
That was great. I don't know if you heard, but Rian Johnson just called into the show, director of Looper and the Last Jedi.
Yeah, I know. I was on my phone. Sorry. I don't really care about Rian Johnson that much.
Yeah. We have so many fans.
He's kind of a tool. But it's good to know that a famous person is a fan of our show. But yeah, he's employed with Disney now. You know, he's like in their pocket. He's doing the new trilogy and all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
No. Speaking of Disney, didn't you go to Disney World recently?
I went to Disney World over the weekend.
Yeah? And? Well, how was it?
I didn't go to, like, the Magic Kingdom part of Disney World, but I went to, like, the Disney area of Florida.
What part did you go to, then?
We went to Animal Kingdom and Epcot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and in the Animal Kingdom, they have a new area that's based off of the Avatar movies.
You mean the Avatar movie?
Yeah, isn't there more now?
No, there's only one.
Oh, I thought they made more.
They're going to make more. You and everyone else. That's this.
I mean, I didn't really like the movies that much.
Can we talk about Avatar really quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. First of all, it's funny you say there are more movies because, you know, they're supposed to be, but they haven't been made yet. The original one, I thought it was, like, cool, but really forgettable. Like, I forgot it. Almost
it was beautiful. They had, like, all the right pieces.
It was a very pretty movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you the plot of that movie.
There's some blue men. There's
blue men.
They're really sexy, and then there's Sigourney Weaver.
They're really tall, too.
Yeah.
The blue men. The blue men and women are really tall. They got big eyes
and face like a cat.
And they have, like, a tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fly on dragons or something.
Uh-huh. And then there's, like, a really mad military man.
Yeah, there's...
And he's like, hey, blue people, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, blah, blah.
And he's always eating a cigar or, like, smoking it. Like, every scene, like, no matter what.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm going to get you.
Because you're blue and you have too many nature things.
And your tails are too fancy. That's him.
That may as well be the plot of Avatar.
And then Sigourney Weaver is like a scientist.
Yes.
And she works for the same company as the mad military man, but she's more like, she wants to protect the blue people.
Yes, because she's a scientist.
Right.
She represents science.
Science.
Yes, as a scientist.
Did you know that, okay, so they're making like 3 more Avatar movies, right?
Yeah.
However... It's been, like, how long has it been since the original came out? Like, 7, 6 years or something?
That was, like, the start of good CGI.
It's been a ridiculously long time. So, first of all, you can't, like, if you're going to make a sequel to a popular movie, you have to do it quicker than 6 years. You have to do it, like, 2 years, 3 years later, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why is it taking so long?
I don't know.
What the hell are they doing?
I think they're doing, like, a Lord of the Rings thing where they're shooting, like, all of them at once. Like, all the
sequels. But they already did one. Like, they missed that. They can't do it that way now.
No, I mean for the sequels, though.
So they like they made one movie, then they're like, okay, now we're gonna make a sequel.
But they're like, let's wait 6 years first, and then we'll shoot all the sequels at once. You know? I don't know.
That's dumb.
Maybe it took them a really long time to get the screenplay right.
Hopefully.
Like they're like, oh, what do we write for Avatar 2? And they're like, I have no idea. And they're like, okay, well, let's...
It's like, well, we already had the military man try to kill the nature blue people.
And he's dead now, the military man. I hear Sigourney Weaver's back in the sequels.
I hope so.
But she died in the first one.
I didn't know that.
Oh, did I spoil it for you?
No, I saw the movie, but I don't remember.
You forgot it already.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I think she died. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. It's been a while. Anyway, how was Avatar Land?
Avatar Land was great. They have this giant, like... You know how in Avatar Land in the movie, they have, like, the floating mountains?
Yes.
They have that.
That's cool.
There's, like, giant floating mountain sculptures with amazing fountains and everything.
How do they hold those up?
I don't know. There's some kind of, like, really crazy, really complicated support structure underneath. Okay,
interesting.
And at night, everything is bioluminescent or, like, glow in the dark.
So like you walk in the around. Avatar Land.
Yeah. You walk around and it's, like, all glowy and stuff.
Is it called Pandora?
Yeah, it's called Pandora. And there's two rides. I only got to ride on one of them because the waits were like 3 hours a piece.
Sure, because everyone wants to be in Avatar Land.
Yeah, and the one I rode, it was really cool. What it was like it? Inside the forest on a boat lagoon or something.
Cool. Sounds fun. This was in the Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, they put it in the Animal Kingdom.
That doesn't make any sense. Right? Doesn't that not make any sense?
I mean, I guess... No, it makes no sense at all.
Like, it's Avatar fictional. Like it's like movie. A fictional Animal Kingdom. Like, shouldn't it be in, like, the Magic Kingdom or something?
Okay, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't think Animal Kingdom is doing so well.
So they really need... They need this. They need this. I wish I was in that board meeting.
You like, can only go on the safari so many times.
Like, Disney is in the board meeting, and they're like, all right, we're going to make an Avatar Land. Where are we going to put it? And they have, like, reps from every Disney thing. They got... what do we got? What, Magic Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom, Universal, Epcot, MGM. And then there's one other. Oh, MGM. Yeah, yeah. So, MGM...
Hollywood Studios.
Oh, they have... That's Universal Studios. That's not Disney.
Okay.
So, you got MGM, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. And, obviously, MGM is like, well, we're the movie one, so, obviously, you should put it in us. And the Magic Kingdom's like, no, 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 no. Magic Kingdom is the whimsical, like, you know, super Disney, you know, place. So obviously it should be in ours.
They can even say, like, hey, we even have a Land of Tomorrow. Like,
exactly.
Perfect.
The Land of Tomorrow. It's like, we can have an offshoot of that. Like, the parallel Land of Tomorrow, where it's like Avatar Land.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure Epcot's like, oh, we can make it like it's another country in Epcot, right? Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be cool.
And then the Animal Kingdom's like, there's animals in Pandora in Avatar. And they're like, what? Joe, what are you talking about? Why are you
And he's like, please, we're really struggling.
He's like, no one's coming to Animal Kingdom anymore. When you see one lion, you've seen them all. Oh, God. Yeah, and then I guess they just threw him a bone. They're like, well, you know, we got the space. We need to get people into Animal Kingdom, so let's put it in here, you know.
And it's working.
Is it? Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was packed.
So it's, like, within Animal Kingdom. So, like, if the ride is too long at, let's say, you know, Avatar, whatever, the big tree ride you were talking about, you can just go wander around the rest of Animal Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have other... I mean, they do have other cool stuff. They have a big safari that's cool. They have a ride called Everest that you, like, ride a roller coaster down Everest. I don't know why Everest is in the Animal Kingdom either. There's no animals in the Everest area.
There's dead people, like fake
they
dead
try,
people.
I think they try to pass it off as like the Yeti is like part of.
He's not an animal though. He's like doesn't exist. I love this like idea of like the Animal Kingdom pitch meetings for stuff. It's like Disney's like, oh, we should have an Everest ride, and then Epcot's like, yeah, we should have an Everest ride because Everest is in Nepal or whatever it is. Yeah, and Animal Kingdom's like, no, wait. There are animals on Everest. So
and then the other people at the meeting are like, no, there's not. Like, what
are it's like, there's no animals on Everest. There's like a bug in there or something. I don't know.
The Animal Kingdom's like, hear this out. The Yeti is on Everest.
And then they have to spin like this whole Yeti thing to keep within the theme of Animal Kingdom.
They hire, like, a doctor that does, like, one of those
researches.
Yeah,
the Yeti. Like, a fake doctor that's like, I'm Dr. Johann Klur. The leading Yeti, Mount Everest Yeti scientist or whatever. And he's, like, the consulting guy for Everest. So there's an Everest ride. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So that was their whole plan, it sounds like. Like, get people to go into Animal Kingdom for the Avatar stuff. And then while they're there and they're waiting like 3 hours, they're like, oh, we'll come back. Let's go on Everest. Let's go on the safari. Let's go see the hippopotamuses or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess, anyway. So, anyway. But was it good,
Avatar? Yeah, it was a fun experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth, was it, would it be worth going?
I would wait until the lines die down a little bit, because 3 hours to ride any ride is just...
Did you go on any other rides, or was it just that one?
I went on other rides, but that was the only Avatar ride we went on. We tried to get there, like, right when it opened, before the line got big.
But it doesn't matter.
People yeah, we still had to wait, like, an hour to ride it, but, like...
People want that Avatar
stuff. Yeah, in the middle of the day, the line was, like, 3 hours at all times.
I wonder... I guess people still know about Avatar, but obviously they do. I mean, there are people out there that Disney could unveil a new ride, and even if they don't know what the hell it's about, they'd be like, I want to go on that right now, you know, because it's a new ride. Okay, let me phrase it to you this way. If I was going to Disney World, and I could go to any of the kingdoms, would you recommend me going to Animal Kingdom just for Avatar Land? Or would I be wasting my time and I might as well go to MGM or Magic Kingdom or Epcot, which I love the best. Animal Kingdom is definitely the lowest on the totem pole of Disney kingdoms for me anyway.
The Pandora Land is one of the most impressive Disney villages I've ever seen.
Wow. So that, I mean, that's a pretty good sell there.
I haven't been to the new Harry Potter one. I heard that one's really cool. That's an
Universal though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear that's cool too.
Like, yeah, it's one of the coolest ones I've ever seen.
Hmm. Okay, you sold me. Maybe skip MGM and go to this then. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. All right. If you could choose two, I think Animal Kingdom and Epcot is a pretty solid duo.
Oh, I love Epcot so much.
Yeah.
That's great. Speaking of Animal Kingdom and zoos and shit like that, I have a really bizarre news story for us today.
Okay, let's hear it.
So in Venezuela, there's this zoo. And animals are getting stolen from the zoo. Like, people are stealing animals.
Oh, no. I know about this.
And police believe that people are stealing animals for food.
Yeah.
Because there's a food crisis in Venezuela.
Yes, there is.
Which is a creepy thing to think about. This is, like, very, like, dystopic.
Yeah, that's, like, so disturbing.
Isn't it weird? And they're stealing, like... peccaries, I don't know what that is, but they're like boars. Two of them were stolen over the weekend. And I bet people are trying to eat these things, which is ridiculous.
I mean, what are you going to do?
No, like, I'm not. Yeah, no, I know. Would you ever steal
It's like an
zoo?
Urban...
Go ahead.
I mean, to survive, yeah, you have to think about it. It's an urban area. There's probably not wild animals you can trap for food.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's like... True. You need to eat.
Where are the animals at? They're at the zoo. I just had a great idea for...
What?
Well, if you live in Orlando and, like, the apocalypse happens,
I mean, Animal Kingdom's the place to be. Animal Kingdom's
right over there, yeah. Right? It's got all those animals. Just hop over there, just chow down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have a lot of animals.
They had, you know, some big ones, too. They had elephants and...
Yeah, that would last cows. You, like, months.
I mean, food storage is a thing, but...
Well, an Animal Kingdom has facilities for that, I'm sure.
That's true.
Why would they have facilities for food storage? Oh, because of, the animals need to eat, so they have probably giant freezers for all the animal foods.
So you just kill the animals and put them in their food storage. That's terrible.
In the food storage freezer that is meant for their food, yes. Also, Animal Kingdom probably has a lot of food to feed the animals, so you can go steal that, too.
Yeah. Right? All that delicious animal food.
You know,
hyenas.
You're starving at this point, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. I'm sure they get pretty good food there. Like, the hyenas are probably getting, like, you know, raw meat or something. I don't know what hyenas eat. I'm assuming raw meat. What do you think a hyena eats?
It's probably meat.
Let's do this. First trivia question of the day. It's not really, but what do hyenas eat? What are you going with? I mean, before I hit enter.
In the wild, probably anything.
Okay.
Like zebras, antelopes, or, you know.
Yeah. Hyenas are scavengers, often dying on leftovers of predators. But these hardy beasts are also skilled hunters that will take down wildebeest or antelope. They also kill and eat birds, lizards, snakes, and insects. So they eat anything, you're right. They absolutely eat anything. Yeah.
Domesticated ones, they probably just feed them beef or like pork.
Pork loin.
And, like, vitamins. Not loin.
Filet mignon.
Yeah, probably not.
Pork loin. Pork medallions in, like, a white wine...
Reduction. With garlic aioli.
With, like, chipotle mashed potatoes on the side or something, right?
Yes.
And a green bean casserole. I don't know, sure.
White wine reduction.
I kind of imagine they have, like, a chef on hand now. He's, like, the animal food chef, right?
He cooks them, like, individual dinners.
Yes, like, individual food.
I have such a good image of this guy. Like, he really wanted to be a chef for humans.
But he just couldn't make the cut.
So he tries, like, really hard. And he's, like, so passionate. And the animals just, like, lay in the food and, like...
They don't even taste it. They just, like, throw it down their mouth. Oh, God. Oh, this sounds like a movie. Oh, and there's, like, one penguin who he can tell, like, really loves his food.
Yeah.
And he forms, like, a bond with this animal.
Yeah. You know? He cooks, like, special things for that penguin.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, celebrates his birthday with, like, a fish cake or something. He
makes him a cake.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the image of this chef that's, like, almost made it as a real chef, but it couldn't do it. It couldn't pull it through.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll just cook for these animals.
Yeah.
Maybe one day someone will find me and be like, wow, chef, you're really good.
Yeah.
Come work at our upscale New York restaurant or whatever, you know? Poor guy. I don't know. Anyway, so people stole food from the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Or not the Animal Kingdom, but Venezuela. Anyway, so that's that. What are you going to do? I hope Venezuela gets its food shit sorted out. That country is in a bad way right now, it looks like.
Yeah.
But we don't really like to talk about too depressing things. But, you know, hopefully they figure it out. Because, I don't know. We'll see. All right, what's up? What else is up?
What's next on the docket?
You have to look at your clipboard and be like, yes.
Let me just tap it real quick.
What was that? I just heard like a beeping sound.
You just retweeted something.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay, what does that have to do with... Oh, because your phone beeped?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. How about we do some Would You Rather Bot questions?
I love Would You Rather Bot. We should probably introduce this since our listeners don't know what this is.
Would You Rather Bot is a Twitter bot.
That we recently found.
Yes, it uses some sort of algorithm to generate
magic.
Would you rather questions?
Uh-huh. And it's great.
And they're great. And they're very random because they're not made by a person.
They're made by a bot.
Yeah. Let's do a couple.
Let's do one. Okay. Let's go. I'm ready.
Would you rather earn 1 trillion more votes or 3,000,000,000,000 dollars?
What are the votes for?
They're just more votes. I guess you can allocate them however you want.
Well, this one's easy because I don't care about votes.
Same. I would choose
the money. I would take the 300 billion, jillion, whatever dollars.
Yes. 3,000 billion. Yeah. 3,000 million billion.
Now, is there anything that people could vote for that you would take the votes over?
Probably. Gosh, it sounds not good for me to say this.
No, say it.
No, there's probably nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something specific. Like, oh, no. Yeah, if I became the dictator of the world, vote, I would go for that.
You have a trillion something. Votes. You can pretty much... That's enough votes to do whatever.
Yeah. You could be the lord of the world.
Yeah.
You could be the king of the universe.
That's okay. I don't want all that responsibility and pressure.
So you just rather have 3 billion? Yeah,
just give me the money. Let everybody else work hard, and I'll just spend money.
I mean, at the end of the day... Having all that money and being like the king ruler of the world are basically the same thing, right? You know,
I feel like if you have the votes, though, like people, you'll have to be a public figure, and I don't want that. That's fair. Want money and to not be.
I just want money.
I just want money.
The end of the question.
I don't want votes.
What else we got?
All right. How about, would you rather be able to eat your dad or have one power to keep?
These are the most obvious questions. I'll choose.
Is it one power? Is that what you
would choose? No, eat my dad, obviously. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, one power.
Yeah, same.
What power would you have if you could have a power, though?
Teleportation.
I think we've discussed this.
We have. Before.
I would want to be invisible. But not for nefarious reasons.
Of course not.
For, like, cool reasons.
All those non-nefarious things you actually, can do with invisibility.
Actually, yeah, come to think of it, is there anything you can do with invisibility that isn't sketchy? No, I'm serious.
No.
Can not you think that you of couldn't anything?
Do normally.
Because, like, anytime you turn your invisibility on, you're going to do something sketchy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You're either going to steal something, you're going to be somewhere you shouldn't be. You're going to watch someone creepily do something else.
You're going to sneak somewhere.
You're going to sneak somewhere that you shouldn't be. You're always doing something sketchy when you turn your invisibility on.
Trying to avoid people that are trying to find you.
Avoid the police.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Ugh. Sorry, my throat is really sore today. So I'm like, I'm going hoarse as we do this episode. My power would be I would choose to not ever have a sore throat ever again.
That would be a cool power.
It would be.
Would you rather be the best on a plane or spend the rest of your life with a dog?
The best on a plane.
The very best.
The very best. I've always wanted to be the very best at something. Not really working out for me.
Same.
But, I mean, dogs are pretty great. So, I think I'm going to go with number two.
Yeah, I would choose a good dog.
A good dog.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a good dog.
Yeah, that's way better than being the best on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one's going to care. They're going to be like, sit down. We don't want to deal with you.
Like hey, so. I'm the best person on this plane. And they're like, great, sir, sit down. We'll be in Akron in 30 minutes. Or yes. You'd be going to somewhere stupid like that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I need an announcement. The flight attendant needs to come over and announce that.
You guys don't understand. I'm the best.
Seat 6D, he's the best on the plane. What does that even mean, being the best on the plane?
You're just the best. Just
the best person.
The best around. No one's ever going to take you down. No one's
going to take you down.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be the best at something. Are you the best at anything?
No.
Are you almost the best at anything? Are you close to the best at anything?
No. The closest I would probably come is, like, top 1% in an area.
Of what? What area is
of
this?
In the area where I live, locally.
Okay, but what categories of besthood are we talking about here?
I'm pretty good at music games. I'm really good at Ikaruga.
So you're saying you're the top 1% of music games in the area that you
live. In a 200-mile radius.
In North Florida.
Yeah, I would say that. At least top five.
You really got it now. Yeah, that doesn't seem that exciting when you lay it out like that.
Any local area I travel to, except for maybe like areas where it's really popular, I could probably say that.
You're the top 1% of music game players.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, good. Good for you.
I am the top.
I mean, you have more than me at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what else I would even.
I don't think I have anything I can say for that.
It's all just game stuff.
Can you think of anything for me? I can't think. I literally cannot think of anything.
You know.
I'm not good at anything.
You except know podcasting. About certain topics.
See what I did there? I'm good at podcasting, even though I'm not. Sorry.
I think at this point, it's a numbers game, though. Who can say that they've got 59 episodes of their podcast?
It's true. We've got the numbers. We've got the numbers to back it up. We are a good episode. We are a good podcast.
We're good episode makers.
We're at episode 59. That's right, listeners. If you have a question for us, or you want to say hello, or you want to tweet at us, or whatever, you just want to speak your mind, tweet at us at TimeBatsHow, or email us at contact@timebatshow.com. Sorry, I felt like that was a good place to squeeze that in.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think I'm good at anything enough to qualify for, like, top 1% of anything. I can't think of anything.
There's not any games you're good at?
I mean, I'm good at games, but I'm not the best at any games. You know?
You're pretty good at Mario Kart. You're pretty good at...
Yeah. This is a depressing topic.
I mean, not really. Who cares about being the best? It's not
I'm good fun. At being... depressed about my future. I'm really good at that.
Congratulations.
I'm top 1% of that. For sure. Let's not get into that right now. Do you have another would you rather?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Alright, let's do one more.
Would you rather ride naked in the room with a lion?
Okay.
Wait, no, this question is just all over the place. Would you rather ride naked in the room with a lion and get iTunes or die on the chainsaws?
Oh, God.
So the second half, you're dying for sure. The first half, it sounds like you're probably going to die, but you might survive.
You might be okay. Here's the sticking point with number one. iTunes, right? Because iTunes is terrible.
Yeah, and lions are known to kill people really slowly, so it's probably a horrible death.
And you're naked at the same time. You're not in your you're not looking your best here. You're naked in the room with a lion, and you have iTunes.
You have to ride the lion, too.
I'm imagining a naked man riding a lion. He's on his iMac listening to, like, Coldplay or something.
Yeah, U2. You know, it comes free with
U2.
iTunes.
Sure, you're listening to U2.
Yeah.
Riding on the lion, and it's like, I don't know, Sunday Bloody Sunday. That would be a good song for this. Because you're about to die. And yeah. But you do have a chance there. So maybe I'll go with that one because, like, you have a chance to escape the room or something.
I'd take the chance.
You'd take the chance?
Yeah.
This would be the weirdest dream to wake up to, wouldn't it?
It sounds like one of my dreams.
You're doing all this, and then you wake up and you're like,
okay,
what the hell was that?
If this were my dream, can I tell you how it would go?
Yes.
So I'd get to the decision phase. The announcer is like, would you rather?
Oh, so, okay, he's presenting two options
here. Yeah, it's like a game show or something.
Sure.
So he's presenting me with the two options.
I imagine the announcer is like the guy from The Running Man, the announcer from that.
Yeah.
Just FYI. The quick sidebar, go ahead.
That's perfect, yeah. Yep. And then I want to choose ride in the room with the lion because I have a chance.
Sure.
But my body chooses the other way.
What do you mean your body chooses?
Like I have no control over my actions.
Okay. So like, you like point to the other one or something?
Yeah. And I just walk over there even though I'm like fighting myself. Like, no,
you're
stop.
You're like, no,
you'll
body.
Die.
No, body. I'm in control. And then your body's like, nope, we're dying on chainsaws today.
Do you ever have those dreams?
Where your body is doing something different than your brain?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean,
all the time.
Well, I mean, let me say it this way. Yeah. When I'm in a dream, I definitely do stuff that's weird. That's like, what am I doing? You know, like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
But it's not really my brain competing with my body. It's like my brain is choosing to do that. Like, yup, this is what we're doing now. And you're like, why are we doing this? This doesn't make any sense. But dreams are weird that way.
Yeah.
I had the weirdest dream a couple nights ago, but I'm not going to say it on the air because it's really weird.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the show's over.
Okay.
For our Patreon subscribers, they can get the lowdown on this.
Make sure to subscribe on Patreon whenever we set that.
Like and subscribe.
Shit up.
In like 20 years.
Yeah.
Episode 123 is my guess for Patreon. Okay. We'll have a big backlog. So I would take the chance with the lion.
Same.
You want to get into some Reddit questions today?
Reddit.
Ooh, we're doing like a weird sound effect thing.
Yeah.
My voice is like slowly dying.
Same.
So I'm like, so I think that.
This week was the first cold week of the entire year for where I live.
For you.
It was the first week where it was been below 70, and it's been like 50.
Yeah.
That's rough, man. And it's making me extremely sick.
Yeah. I feel like a piece of garbage right now.
Yes.
We talked about Rescuers Down Under last week, but there's this scene in Rescuers Down Under where the big bird guy.
Oh, Albatross, God, the scene is so frightening.
What? The one where he's hooked up to all the medical things?
And they shoot him in the ass with
Yes. But he has this quote that he says. He wakes up in the hospital and he's like, oh, I feel like my head is in a vise. And then like the camera pans up and he's like, head is actually in a vise.
Do you know how horrible that scene is?
It's horrible.
That scene is a nightmare. They strap down the pelican, put his head in the vise.
He's an albatross.
Albatross, rather. Sorry to degrade him.
It's fine.
Then they slowly turn him around, load up a shotgun.
It's horrifying.
With syringes. And he's like struggling to get out.
He's like screaming, like, ah! You know.
And they shoot him.
It's a horrifying scene.
Yeah.
How do we have, like, the same cultural background? Like, I definitely did not know you when I've seen that movie, but we apparently know like, you're on the same page as me. That's fine. That's good.
Yeah, it is good. Okay, first Reddit question.
Scene, go ahead, sorry.
What scene from an animated movie made you cry?
That one we just talked about.
And honestly, yeah.
This is a good segue.
I did cry.
That.
I was scared.
You're like, I don't want that to happen to me. I think I saw that when I was a kid, and I like thought that that's what doctors did.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, are they going to do that to me when I go to the doctor? Like, I better never be sick because this is how they treat people. They're going to shoot me with a shotgun.
Oh, they're going to tie me up and shoot me.
Put a vise on my head and stick all these needles and things in me and shoot me with a shotgun. And they don't... They give him like a plank to lay on or something, too, to, like, straighten his back
Right. He, like, broke his back and they, like,
give him a plank or something.
Yeah.
Does that work? They do that in a lot of movies. They're like, hey, you broke your back. Here, lay on this plank and you'll be fine.
Yeah, let's move your back. That's the first thing you're supposed to do.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Have you seen The Dark Knight Rises?
Yes.
There's a part in that movie where, you know, Batman gets his back broken. Spoilers. And then he goes to, like, I don't know, India or wherever the hell he goes. And he's, like, in prison.
Oh,
and the way they fix his back is, like, they give him a plank to, like, lay on. You're like, what does that do? Like, I don't... What is that supposed to do?
Pretty sure it would paralyze him. But, hey... They're secret monks.
Secret monk stuff, yeah. Right? Secret upside-down plank... healing or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. What about a person or their belongings says to you, I'm poor, but I'm trying to pretend to be rich? I feel like car is an obvious one.
Yeah,
but
car is good.
You still need money to buy a car, obviously. I don't know. Jewelry.
Yeah, anything watches. Gaudy. But I don't know, gaudy. There's like rich people that like gaudy stuff too.
I hate gaudy stuff, but yeah, I gotcha. I don't know.
All right,
I don't have a good answer for that.
This is a bad question, then.
Okay. If you could replace any movie's main protagonist with Danny DeVito, which one would you remake?
God. What wouldn't I remake with Danny DeVito is really the question. I don't know. I mean, everything works. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, what's the best one, though?
Name a movie that wouldn't work with Danny DeVito.
Frozen.
That would work?
Maybe it
would. What do you mean that wouldn't work? How would that work?
Okay, I changed.
Danny DeVito in Frozen? Who would he be? Who would he play?
Elsa, of course.
Oh, God.
Duh.
So Danny DeVito is Elsa.
Yes.
So are we talking about like animated Danny DeVito, or is it like some weird live action hybrid?
Maybe they just switched the voice. Like,
okay, so Elsa's now voiced by Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Hey Anna, you wanna do? I have a bad Danny DeVito voice. I can't do it. Do your best Danny DeVito.
I can't do New York.
Try or, it.
Like,
try
any
it.
Voices.
Try it. No, our listeners not. Are on eggshells. They want to hear it right now.
Hey, right. I'm Danny DeVito.
What? You sound the same.
I can't do it.
Oh, you sound like Rian Johnson or Ryan Johnson or however the hell you saw his, say his name. Okay, best movie with Danny DeVito that would be remade.
How about, wait, no, I have a good one. Do you remember that movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah,
and
Twins.
The one where, like, Arnold gets pregnant?
Oh, that's not Danny. That doesn't have Danny DeVito in it. You're thinking of Twins, which is a movie where they're twins. Then there's another movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger made at the same time where he got pregnant. I don't think Danny DeVito's in that one.
I thought he was. I thought he was maybe the dad. Maybe he is.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, complete your thought. I'm sorry.
So, maybe they just switched the roles. Danny DeVito gets pregnant, and Arnold is the dad.
This is a weird movie.
I mean, it's already a weird movie.
Yeah, I mean, wait a minute. Let's talk about this for a second. There exists a movie out there in which Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, the most manly action hero ever to grace the screen.
Yes.
Gets pregnant and has a baby.
And Danny DeVito, I'm pretty sure, is the father.
I don't remember the Danny DeVito part. It's been a while
since we need to look this up. We need to look
this up. This is one of those movies where you rent on VHS like once and then you watch like half of it and you fall asleep during the second part of the movie. I'm pretty sure that's what happened to me. You know, Blockbuster in the 90s, you're trolling through the aisle. You see a pregnant Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
you're like, yeah, we're renting this.
With the face. He's doing his, like, surprised Arnold Schwarzenegger face. And you're like, this is the one. This is the one tonight.
It's called Junior. And yes, Danny Junior. DeVito is the father.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. But yeah, you're in Blockbuster. You got the movie. You're like, I need this. I need a large tub of popcorn. I need some Twizzlers. Snow caps and Twizzlers. Yeah. You call this a night. Call this a good night, you know? Those are the days. I'm so nostalgic for Blockbuster.
Same.
Like, I didn't think I would miss it, but, you know, like, we're, like, 15 years on now, and I'm like, oh, man, that was the shit, the Blockbuster experience.
Yeah, if they brought back Blockbuster, I'd be a member. I'd have that thing on my keychain.
I would go. I think they could reinvent themselves. I think they could promote themselves to, like, the hipster 30-something guys and gals that grew up with Blockbuster that are kind of pining for the glory days, you know? And they're like, hey, we're back, and we're better than ever.
Like, don't even bother with new releases. People aren't going to go for that.
Just 80s and 90s movies.
Yeah. You know?
Just stuff that you would rent 15 years ago anyway.
Yeah.
You know? Just get all those bad 80s movies, like all the buddy cop movies, you know, Lethal Weapon 8 and 9 and all that stuff. All those bad Arnold movies, you know. 80s and 90s junk, you know.
Yeah, and what I think would work really well, too, is if you had, like, a really big foreign movie section where you could, like, get foreign movies for cheap.
Yes, that's
like, really obscure ones.
I would go to this, like, new Blockbuster
place. Yeah, same.
And they could rent N64s.
Yeah. Do you know how many people would do that?
I know. This is a great business idea. Like, no. It's like the nostalgia rental. Like, it's nostalgia rent.
Yeah, that's the whole theme of the whole store.
It's just you're renting nostalgia from your childhood.
Yeah.
and you're taking it home with you.
They sell all the old candy, like squirrel nut zipper and like...
Yes, all those weird things.
Yeah.
Yep. They ran on all the old video game consoles and all the old movies. And if you don't have a VHS, they rent those out too.
Yeah.
A VHS player. If you don't have an old TV that works with it, they rent those out too.
They'll give you a CRT, yeah.
And they all come in those big suitcase things. Remember the suitcases they rent like the video game consoles in? They were like locked or whatever. Those were the days. Okay. Instead of called Blockbuster, Backbuster.
Oh no, you solved it.
Because it's like back. And they have like a Back to the Future kind of like font style.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Boom. They have the little like arrow thing.
They,
you know?
All right, you could like appeal to the sports community by having like recordings of sports.
Of old games.
Yeah.
Yeah, like watch live when the glory days.
When the Cubs won the...
Beat the Mets or whatever. Sports ball.
Sports ball.
Yeah, watch when the Cubs beat the Mets the or whatever.
Sports team won the game.
Right, in like 1992. It's like the game your dad always talked to you about when you were a kid. And you're like, Junior, remember when you were 5 and you were on my shoulders and we watched the Cubs at the Mets or whatever and we blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, Dad, that was fun. And you like rent that and you gather some friends around. And maybe they have a section where you can, you know, you can buy food. You know, you get like a wing platter and, you know, all this stuff. Like it's a one-stop shop. And then you have a little party with your older friends.
A nostalgia party.
Also, nostalgia party, yeah. Nostalgia's a big thing these days, though.
Yeah, it's huge.
I think this store would do really well. As weird as that sounds.
I think it would do well in, like, cities.
Yes. Like where cities. I live in Austin, Texas, this would rip off the roof. This would sell. This would be so good. And you can overcharge for everything and people would pay for it anyway.
Yeah. You're paying for the experience as much as...
So many hipsters here, they would go nuts. Yeah. They'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, sure, I could buy Back to the Future on Amazon Prime for $1.
But I could go to Backbuster. Rent it for $5 with like a $3 late fee if I like bring it back a minute late. I could get a tub of popcorn and rent an old VHS player.
Yeah.
And
then you have the experience of
order a pizza from Domino's or whatever.
You have the experience of like going down the aisles. You don't know that you
want
to.
You don't know what you want.
Yeah, you don't know what you want when you walk into Backbuster.
Yeah, you don't know that you want to see Lethal Weapon 8, you know? You just see Mel and Danny Glover, or whatever the hell his name is, and you're like, that's it, that's the one I'm watching tonight, you know? You and your buddy go there, and you're like, I want to rent a movie. Go into Backbuster, and you have the whole experience, right?
Renting that one.
Uh-huh. You know? I feel like this is... really good.
We shouldn't talk about this too much because this is a really good idea.
Because someone's going to steal it.
It's like one of the rare actual good ideas.
No, it's actually like, I know we're joking, but like this is actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Renting nostalgia. Because the problem with buying nostalgia is it's so fleeting. It's just like you're doing a drug, you know, you're like, oh, that was good. And then you're like,
played
done.
The old Sonic.
And then you're like, and then like an hour later, you're like, oh, the old Sonic isn't very good anymore. I forgot because it's 2017. But you want that moment where you can have it. So renting is really the solution there.
You know what? You could have like a demo room.
Oh, yes.
You could like rent out the room for a party or something.
Yes.
Take items from Backbuster into the room. Have you ever been to one of those karaoke places where you can like have your own room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
You can take your own items from Backbuster into the room. You can bring your pizza.
And rent it.
Yeah.
Bring pizza. There's like a Domino's like across the street
from
Backbuster. You strategically located Backbuster next to the Domino's. Like, it's right there.
Yeah.
And then you rent your room out. You have like a party and you order pizza. And then you like, you know.
Yeah.
You have a sleepover.
You can't sleep there. But they'll supply all the, like, VHSs and game consoles and whatever.
Sure. Yep. And old movies.
And old movies.
Yep. And they have, like, a... they have, like, a... you can make, like, a pillow fort or whatever.
Yeah. That would get gross really fast.
So many people want to emulate the good times they had when they were, like, teenagers, though. Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wish... This is getting a little deep. But, you know, when we were kids, you know, you'd have these moments, and a lot of people have them, you know. You go to your friend's house, you watch bad movies, you play video games for, like, all night, you know, and you're like, oh, that was really fun. I want to do that as an adult. But it's not really socially acceptable to do that as an adult.
Yeah.
You know? But at Backbuster, you're, like, it's part of the thing, you know. It's opening the door to that aspect of your life. So you can... Yeah. Socially acceptable nostalgia, you know, for just a day, and then it's over, and then you go back to being an adult.
Okay,
right.
This is a good segue. What is an adult thing that as a kid you were looking forward to doing, but now that you've grown up and have done it, you realized you actually hate it?
Driving, I think.
I was going to say filling up my gas tank.
Oh, you were looking forward to that?
I remember thinking when I was a kid, like, wow, I bet you I could do that. Like, I could take that gas can thing and stick it in the car and press all the right buttons.
Oh, yeah. Stick it right in there. All right. Sorry.
No, I definitely remember my mom, like, filling up, like, about to fill up the gas tank. And I was like, I know how to do that. I could do it, no problem. And she's like, okay, do it. And I had no idea what to do.
But you were, like, excited at the
prospect. I was excited. I was, like, trying to hit the right button, see if it was the right
button. You're like, how does this work? I don't get it. And now you're like, why? This is the stupidest
thing. This is horrible. Like, the machine yells at you. It's like, hey, did you know you could buy two hot dogs for $3?
For three. It's always, like, $3. Yeah. And you're like, what? Why do I need $3 hot dogs? Get the hell out of here. It always asks you if you want a car wash.
Yeah.
And you can easily accidentally hit yes.
Have you ever said yes to a car wash?
I have not.
Never.
But have you?
No, never.
Every time it comes up, I'm secretly like, I'm worried that I'm accidentally going to press yes. Like, I'm like, uh-oh, what if this is the day that I accidentally hit yes and then I have a car wash?
You know what's funny? And
then what do you do? What?
I wouldn't go in the car. I would just drive away.
That's my next question. Like, what do you do if you accidentally
hit car wash? I don't even want it. Like,
you spent like $5 on it, though.
It does, it would waste like 15 minutes.
It would. How does that even work? Like a car wash at a gas station. I don't think I've ever done a car wash at a gas station.
I guess some people are like, yeah. I'm going to get a car wash.
Have you ever seen someone at the car wash in a gas station?
Yeah.
Have you? I don't think I ever have.
I've been in one.
No, but yeah, sure. But, like, have you ever, like, seen someone get gas?
Oh, and then
hit the car wash button and was like, yeah, I want a car wash. I'm going right now I get gas. I've never seen that happen. I've seen people go to the gas station specifically to get a car wash.
Yeah.
But I've never seen someone at the pump. And then they're like, yeah, actually, I would like a car wash right now.
Thank
and
you for asking, machine.
Yeah. How does that even work when you say yes? Like, do you get a stub that you have to show the guy and like, hey.
I've accidentally pressed yes before. And
you have?
Yeah, and it gives you an option of what kind of car wash you want. And you can exit out at that point.
Okay, but let's say I go to the gas station tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I am like, yep, I want a car wash. Yes, yes, yes. Then what happens?
I'm pretty sure it prints you a code, and then you input the code on the machine next to the car wash.
Oh.
It's like a hash thing.
Hash thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I was looking forward to driving, and it's not all it's cracked up to be.
No, it sucks. I hate it.
It's fine. It's just not that exciting. I don't know. Anything else?
I'm trying
to think of other things.
That's a big one. I enjoy grocery shopping.
Do you? I mean, I don't hate it, but no, I wouldn't say I enjoy it.
I like it.
I would say, like, interacting with people in, like, social situations. Like, I thought I would like that as a kid.
Actually, it's not all that good.
It's not fun. It's because the problem is, when you watch TV and you watch movies, when people are interacting, they're always having a good time. They're like, oh, ha, 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 ha. You know, they're laughing. But in real life, it's never like that. You know,
they're not like, wow, I hope Jim isn't doing too good with his life because that'll make me feel awful.
Right, exactly. You're like, you're like, you know, you're looking at your watch and like, when can I leave here? Yeah. That would be acceptable. Yeah. So that, I would say, too. I don't know. Definitely driving is, like, my number one, though. All right. Oh, this is a good segue into this question, because we were just talking about social situations. Socially awkward people, what seemingly simple social situations would you like advice for? Oh, that's a good question. I mean, it's not really, it's like kind of an open-ended thing.
Yeah, I'm not really socially awkward. I'm just socially not interested.
I wouldn't class myself as awkward.
Yeah.
I'd class myself as, I don't know, I need a new word. I need a new definition. I think psychologists could come up with their own thing.
Yeah, I'm not an expert.
For the type of person I am.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around you in social situations. Both of us do fine, like...
Right.
We can talk to people. It just sucks. Like,
I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what would you say?
Like, what's harder for...
What's harder? Ooh, that's a good question. How do you ask someone on a date? I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Do you know the answer to that?
I know how, but, like, I don't like it.
How do you do it? I'll be the woman.
No, we're not going to do
or
this.
Or the man. Why not? All right, fine. We're coming to the near the end of the show anyway.
I know how, but it sucks. The system is broken.
You
know how, but
you don't like it.
Yeah.
There's no system. What do you mean the system is broken? There's no system because you are the system. You can make up your own rules for the system.
Yeah.
What is the system? Tell me the system. You know I don't know the system. I don't know how it works.
I mean, it's not like, you know, if and Zor or, you know...
You're thinking like in terms of logic.
It's
and
not like a computer,
here.
But there's...
there's, like, rules.
There's rules.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like the rules.
And none of the rules involve being genuine.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's rough. All right, do you have any other questions before I get into trivia?
A quick one. You have to make an ice cream flavored, like, whatever you last ate. What is it?
I have to think about this.
I ate a turkey sandwich. It wouldn't be that good.
That is my favorite ice cream flavor. I imagine it's like a Ben and Jerry's.
Okay? It has, all right, you know how Rocky Road has the things in it?
Oh no,
it's got chunks of real turkey and bread.
Oh God!
I had mayonnaise and pickles on it too.
Is it in the ice cream?
Yeah.
So the mayonnaise and pickles would be in the ice
cream. Yeah, it's got mayonnaise swirls.
You put pickles on your turkey sandwich?
Yeah, I love pickles.
You monster! What kind of pickles do you eat?
I like garlic pickles, and I like kimchi too. But I didn't have any; it's expensive.
So did you have garlic pickles on this turkey sandwich?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so this ice cream flavor would be a turkey sandwich. Garlic, pickles, mayo, cheese?
Swiss cheese and lettuce.
Swiss. Oh, God.
It sounds real.
So the lettuce, what?
It can't be real lettuce because it'll wilt. It'll have to be
no,
like...
No. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I got you. I got your back page. Here. The lettuce in the ice cream, this would be the swirl part, right? It's like a green, like, swirl of, like... lettuce flavoring, if you will.
Is it a paste or is it like a textured something?
A little both, you know. a little column A, a little column B. But I imagine it's like a Ben and Jerry's and it's a special flavor. And it's like Ben and Jerry's turkey sandwich.
Yeah, they always have funny names.
Mm-hmm. Although I can't think of a good funny name for this, but that's okay.
Neither can I. Turkey sandwich.
The last thing I ate was a blueberry muffin, which would be a great ice cream flavor, I think.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds great. That sounds fine.
Way better than a turkey sandwich.
I'm glad you didn't ask this question to me yesterday, because the last thing I ate yesterday before I came home from work was chips and, like, corn. But, like, that, like, corn salsa kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Which is really good, I might add. But would make for a terrible ice cream flavor.
Yeah. Corn.
Corn salsa. Corn cream. It's just, like, corn. Chunks of corn. It's just vanilla with corn in it.
That's it.
That's all it is. And then you can eat it with chips. You can, you know, use the chips and dip it.
It comes with tortillas.
Yeah, tortilla chips. So it's just like, oh, and the name, it's cream and corn.
Oh, not like cream of corn.
Right. Cream and corn with an N instead of an and. Cream and corn.
Mm.
And it's just got chunks of corn all over in it. It's healthier for you. See? Get it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do trivia.
Okay, trivia time.
Sorry, my voice. I can't do the thing today.
Okay.
My voice is dying, so you're going to have to do
trivia time.
Oh, God. Sorry. Go ahead. I feel like my voice cracked.
Okay, I'm going to choose three lifelines.
Oh, right. I'm doing trivia. Jeez, I'm so stupid.
No, you're not.
It's trivia day, and your day. It's trivia day. I'm so out of it this episode. It's your turn to answer trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have three categories today. They are music, alcohol, and Disney.
Awesome.
You have your category, your lifelines that you can possibly pick today are 10-second Google. Sorry. 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50, Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time. Which three would you like?
Okay. 30-second Ask, Ask a Rando, and Monty Hall.
Okay, are you ready for your first question?
I am ready.
The category is music. Which music group has received the most Emmy nominations? Sorry, the most Grammy nominations? Which music group has the... I really messed this question up.
I know. Start over. Yes.
It's trivia time with me. Time is smack time. 5 cent good. Your categories are music, alcohol, and Disney. Are you ready for your first question?
Ready.
Okay. Music. Which music group has received the most Grammy Awards? Is it A, the Dixie Chicks, B, U2, C, the Foo Fighters, or D, Coldplay?
Dixie Chicks, Foo Fighters, Coldplay, or U2?
You too, yeah, that's right.
I didn't think it was any of these.
Banana. Well, it's one of them. Banana.
All right, I'm going to Monty Hall this one.
Banana. Okay, what would you like to
look Locking in the Dixie Chicks.
Wow.
I don't think they won the most Emmys.
Well, maybe they did. So it's
I hope they didn't. Like,
I hope they did now.
I mean, maybe Don't they you? Didn't. Maybe they did, but I really hope not.
What kind of world would we be living in if the Dixie Chicks have won all the Grammys, right? The answer is either A, the Dixie Chicks, or B, U2.
I'm going to go with B, U2, final answer.
U2 is correct. Good job. Good thinking with the Dixie Chicks. I have to say, though, before you laugh at them too much, these are all artists that have won that are on the list for most Grammy wins. So the Dixie Chicks are on that list. They're like third place or something.
Why? Okay.
How do you feel about that as a human being?
I mean, I haven't heard a lot of their music, so maybe I shouldn't judge.
Yeah, maybe they're really good.
Yeah.
What? What's so funny?
I mean, maybe they are. It's like
maybe
you
they're
said.
Great. Maybe they are great.
The Dixie Chicks. What?
You can't see my face right now, but I'm being completely serious.
Yeah.
They're the best band ever created by people.
I mean, with a name like that.
With a name like the Dixie Chicks, how could they be bad?
Yeah.
How did that band form?
Well,
like three girls. Is it three women?
I don't know. They were down on the Dixie and they were
oh my god.
Having a they were drinking they were down sweet on the sarsaparilla.
Oh my god. On their grandfather's porch.
Yes.
Right? Chewing on like corn, whatever the hell those people, you know what I'm talking about? Like a corn thing.
Idaho.
Corn grass. What are you talking
corn
about?
Corn grass? It, like they lived next to a corn farm?
Yeah, and they're chewing on the corn thing.
Oh, the
drinking
husk.
Sweet sarsaparilla. Yeah. The husk, thank you. Yeah. On the patio, drinking sweet sarsaparilla. And they're like, you know what? Chicks, that's what they call themselves. We should start our own band. And that's like Mary Lou. And then like, I need another.
Mary Jo Beth.
Mary Jo Beth is like, you're right, Mary Lou. We should start a band. What would we name it? And then,
Mary Elizabeth.
She's like, well, the Dixie Chicks, of course. Of course. Oh, hey, darn y'all. And then a star was born on that day. They went to the studio that day, and the rest is history, and they won all the Grammys, apparently. So there you go.
Good for them, honestly.
Good for them. Are you ready for your next
question? Yes.
Your category is alcohol.
Okay.
To be legally sold as bourbon, a whiskey's mash must contain at least 51% of what grain? Is it A, wheat, B, corn, C, oats, or D, barley?
I think that is B, corn.
Are you just going for it?
Yeah, final answer.
Corn is correct. Good job. You know your bourbon facts, I guess.
A little bit. Not too much. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, well. All right, are you ready for your next? Hey, y'all, are you ready for your next?
Hey, y'all, you ready for your next?
Well, we're doing like a Paula Deen impression yes. now. What if she was the fourth Dixie Chick?
I mean, there's an age gap, probably.
Sure, but that's okay. She could supply, like, you know, fried turkey and stuff.
She's like the MC. She's the one that's in the background on the music videos. Frying chicken.
Sure. Cooking with butter. Half the music video is just like a Paula Deen cooking video.
They could sample, like, her cooking sounds.
Oh, my God. Like, that's music right there.
Yeah.
It's Paula Deen's, like, sound bites. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Butter. Hey, y'all. How about that butter? Butter. Turkey gravy. Butter. It's music right there. That's music. Are you ready for your final question?
Yes.
Disney is your category.
Excellent.
What is the name of the Disney cartoon character that is the girlfriend to Donald Duck? Is it A, Daisy Duck, B, Dixie Duck, C, Debbie Duck, or D, Darlene Duck?
Pretty sure it's Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck, huh? Why do you say that? Daisy, Dixie, Debbie, and Darlene.
Yeah, it's Daisy, I think, unless I'm thinking of Mario.
You're sure, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you use your lifeline? You got it. Hey, y'all, use your lifeline.
Butter.
Butter. Butter. Daisy Duck.
All right, I'm going to choose Dixie to ask Duck. A rando.
Debbie Duck. Darlene Duck. All these are like Southern names. I didn't even realize that. Darlene Duck. Bless her heart. Bless Darlene Duck.
Bless her heart.
Oh, sorry. It's all right. I'm gonna just talk like Paula Deen for the rest of the episode.
Okay.
Are you gonna use your laugh line?
Yes.
Sugar. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna ask the StarCraft Discord. What?
Oh, the StarCraft Discord. That sounds great.
Okay.
I love StarCraft.
Ready, set, Discord. Go.
Oh, you have you have a minute. Go.
Okay. What is Donald Duck's girlfriend's name?
Daisy, Dixie, Debbie, or Darlene. All great names, I have to say.
Debbie or Darlene.
The name of my four daughters. Got anything yet, Shug?
No, I don't have anything.
This is wrecking my voice. I didn't choose the right day to do a Paula Deen impression. I have to tell you that right now.
Sugar.
Sugar. Butter. 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 All right. That's it for Paula.
Okay. No one.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
I'll see you later. Gotta cook some butter. Butter.
Sugar.
All right.
No one answered. I'm going to go with Daisy. Anybody? Final answer. Screw those
Daisy
guys.
Final answer. Yeah. Daisy is correct.
Awesome.
Sugar. All right. You did great. You got 3 for 3 on that one. I'm very impressed with you.
Awesome.
Good work. I feel like our trivia has been a lot harder lately, but you killed that one. All right, let's do, like, one more question before. Do you have any really, really great, like, I'm talking, like, great, great, great questions. I'm not talking, like, bad. I'm talking, like, amazing.
No, but I have, like, I have a question.
You sound really hesitant.
I mean, it's not like, a good one, so don't get your hopes up.
I mean, it's not good, but all right, we'll do it. We'll do it. I'm ready. It better be good.
The question reads, remember the old factoid. The human body is worth approximately $12 derived from the value of its elements. And he's asking, what would the modern version of that statement work out to as a function of the value of our personal data?
Oh, like selling a body?
He says that the old factoid is that the human body is worth approximately $12 in elements. He wants to know, how much is a body, including the personal data, worth?
Well, first we have to figure out how much the body's worth. Do we, or no?
Maybe, like...
I have to say, I was reading about this recently. There are people that sell human bodies. Did we talk about this last week? We didn't talk about
this? No, we didn't talk about this. What do you mean they sell human bodies?
There's this company that you, when you die, you can donate your body to this company, and they will sell it to, like, medical... They'll sell parts of it to, like, medical, like, trials and, like, random shit like that.
I knew about that.
But you can, like, buy, like, a human foot. Like, I could buy one right now.
Why?
I don't know, but you could. And my point is, these things aren't cheap. They're not. They're expensive. You have to spend, like, hundreds of bucks on the human foot. So... I think a body, like a human body, a dead human body, is probably worth a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
I'd say like $1,000.
Yeah, like way more than $12.
Yeah, I'd say like $1,000 at least, just for the parts. Now, if we're talking about the data, what do we mean? What do we mean by that?
You get, he says, your personal data. So maybe like, just like receipt, purchase history. You get, like, social media pictures, all that.
Pictures of me on social media. That's worth a lot of money, right?
Or, like, you know, your buying habits.
No, I got you. Yeah. I got you.
What's that worth?
This is a creepy question. I would say that's worth a couple $100.
Only a couple hundred?
Why? You think it's more?
That's like a whole life of buying.
All right, tell me what your opinion is.
I was thinking, like, thousands.
So if you were Google and you're like... And I was like, hey, Google, be Google.
It's like, hello, I'm Google. I have a proposition for you.
Yes, what would you like, Google?
I would like to buy all of your personal data.
When I die?
I mean...
Or right now?
Yeah, you have to die. I mean, we're not going to kill you, but you'll... After, whenever.
Wink, wink.
Like, that's no rush.
We're not going to kill you, but we're really interested.
We're not in a hurry.
All right, I'll give it to you. How much do you want for it?
How about I give you $100?
No, too low. How about $10,000?
$10,000. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I'm worth a lot.
I don't know. Maybe we could reach a compromise.
Okay, what do you got? Make me an offer, Google.
How about $5,000 and we will...
A trip to Avatar Land.
We'll give you a trip to Avatar Land and Animal Kingdom and a sack and tote.
Yes. Yes, a Google tote. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what you
and
said?
We'll give you a prototype of Google Glasses.
Yeah! Oh, man, $5,000. Deal. There we go, we figured it out. We did
it. $5,000 and a trip to the Animal Kingdom.
Is that much a human body? Just for Avatar Land, though.
Yes.
Because, obviously, I would rather go to Epcot, but since Avatar Land is in the Animal Kingdom, you know, I'm kind of forced to.
You're going
to
need fast passes with that, though.
True. Oh, yeah.
Google. I don't want to be waiting in any lines. You need to...
You need to spend the extra $80 or whatever. Yeah. To get those fast passes. I never understood fast passes. Aren't they just making the lines longer for everyone that doesn't have a fast pass?
Yes, but they make more money.
I feel like they should have another tier, right? Regular fast pass and then super like fast. Ultra speed. Pass. Where you skip all the people that have a fast pass.
Yeah.
Right? But then everyone would buy that. And then, like, the people that have a regular pass would be, like, the plebeians of Disney World. Like, they would never get on any rides, you know?
I mean, it's... All right. Is that an unethical system?
What, the fast pass system?
Let's just say tiered fast pass system.
I think it's unethical, yeah. Why do you not?
I don't think it is.
Really?
I mean, shouldn't people who pay more get more out of it?
I mean,
or do you have like a human right to visit Disney?
No, you don't. You're right. You're right about that. But I will say this. The people that bought a regular pass have an equal right to ride on the rides that everyone else is riding on. So I will say, like, maybe they're wait in line longer, but they shouldn't be unable to ride on the rides.
Okay, that makes sense.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, yeah, they're waiting longer because they don't know the fast pass. But, like, I feel like if we introduce, like, a tier system, there are just some rides that the normal Disney World ticket holder would not be able to get on because the lines would take, like, 8 hours or whatever, and it'd just be unfeasible to ever...
Yeah. Does that make sense? At that point, you're pretty much charging another admission ticket.
Exactly. And I think that is unethical.
Yeah. I agree with you there. But
I see what you're saying with the, like, people that pay more. It just rubs me the wrong
way. I hate it, yeah. I don't think it's good. I
feel dirty about it. The people that have fast passes... Did you have a fast pass when you went to Disney World? Do you, like, see them and they're walking and they walk a certain way? They're like, oh, I've got a fast pass. Look at me, I've got a fast pass.
They wiggle their wrist a lot because they've got that fast pass wristband.
Oh, because it's on the wrist. Yeah, they're like, look at this. They're, like, shaking on, like, jewelry and stuff. Like, look at me.
They do a little... There's a little thing they do when they scan it. Like, oh, yeah, this is my fast pass right here.
Do they do that?
Yeah, they totally do.
What do they do? What is it, the thing?
I can't show it, like, over sound, but there's a thing.
Well, describe it.
All right, so he, like, takes his wrist, and he's like, sure. He looks at the fast pass, and he, like, points at it, and he's like, he nods his head up and down, like, oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then he scans it in, like, a fancy way. And he probably has to scan it twice, because his fancy way, like didn't register the first time.
He flicks his wrist over to the machine. He's like, look at this shit. Flick, and it's like, sir, don't flick your wrist at the machine. He's like, sorry, I'm just excited, I have the fast pass.
And the second time he scans it, it goes through. And then he looks over at the plebeian crowd, and he does the finger guns and winks and goes,
suckers! What an asshole.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Suckers! I love that image. Yeah. And he's in, like, a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. And he has sunglasses on.
He has sunscreen on his nose that he didn't rub.
He has sunscreens. Well, he's in the Animal Kingdom. It's hot over there. Yeah, but he's like,
he has the unrubbed in sunscreen nose.
Because he does. Yeah. He sounds like a terrible person.
He has a Fitbit. All he talks about at the park is how many steps he got that day.
Because of the fast pass. I got to go all these rides and I'm getting thousands of steps in the Fitbit. Yeah. He's wearing like thonged sandals, flip flops.
Yes.
Yep. This is a guy.
That's him.
He's invented this character. His name would be like Phil or something.
Not Phil. I like Phil. Phil's a good name.
Okay. Dwayne.
Dwayne. Yeah, he's a Dwayne. I'm sorry, we're alienating people for no reason.
If your name's Dwayne, then get the hell out of this podcast. Yes. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure there's plenty of great Dwaynes.
Take
out
your fast pass and your sunglasses get the heck out of here.
Do you think it's a D-U-A-N-E, Dwayne, or D-W-A-Y-N-E?
I was thinking D-W, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking D-W, too. Yeah. D-W is, like, worse.
Yeah.
Don't you think? It's like, oh, Dwayne. Dwayne, with your fast pass and your fancy sunglasses and your Fitbit 20,000 whatever watch. Get the hell out of here and go to Avatar Land without me. That has been episode 59 of the Time Bat Show. It was a doozy of an episode. Who's our sponsor today?
We'd like to thank our sponsors today. Chris Conrad Fertility Research Project.
What? That's a weird sponsor. Yeah. How did you line them up?
Okay, so I just kind of read what's near my desk.
The Chris Conrad Fertility Research Project. When you're in the mood to learn about fertility research,
you call up Chris.
Choose Chris Conrad. Remember, folks, when you need to go to the bank,
make sure you do it with some swank.
Oh, yeah. Good night, everyone. Drive safely. Bye-bye.